Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1185. On the third day of Trump's election interference case over his falsified business records to conceal a hush money payment in 2016, two of the seven jurors already seated in the case were removed. One expressed concerns after being identified publicly based on details reported by the media. After being dismissed, Judge Juan Merchant blamed journalists for being too accurate in their reporting and ordered the press to not report on certain details about prospective jurors going forward. The other juror was dismissed over concerns that he may not have been truthful about whether he'd ever been accused or convicted of a crime. Prosecutors said they found an article featuring a person with the same name who was arrested in Westchester in the 1990s for tearing down political ads. The juror reportedly expressed annoyance about how much information was out there about him in the public. Seven new jurors were seated hours later, bringing the total number to 12. The next six jurors selected will serve as alternates. Meanwhile, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office re-upped its request for the judge to hold Trump in contempt of court for violating his gag order seven more times since Monday, calling the behavior ridiculous. The judge said he would take up the matter next week. Meanwhile, House Republicans privately urged Speaker Mike Johnson to change the chamber's rules and raise the threshold required to trigger the procedure to oust the speaker. Doing so would allow Johnson to pass the $95 billion foreign aid package and still keep his job over opposition from the House Freedom Caucus and other conservatives. Johnson, however, opted against changing the rules, saying that lowering the threshold for introducing a motion to vacate has harmed this office and our House majority. House Democrats have signaled that they'll provide the votes to overcome a planned blockade by conservatives and pass the long-stalled aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But if Republicans add political amendments or measures that weaken the bill, Democrats say they won't provide the votes. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, meanwhile, embarrassed herself and wasted everyone's time by repeatedly proposing absurd and juvenile amendments to the foreign aid package, including space laser technology on the southern border, requiring lawmakers voting for Ukraine aid to conscript in the Ukrainian military, redirecting Ukraine aid to deport undocumented immigrants, prohibiting aid for Ukraine unless the country bans abortion, and offsetting the cost of aid to Ukraine with the salaries of lawmakers who support it. In response, Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz proclaimed renaming Green's office in the House the Neville Chamberlain Room, the British Prime Minister known for his policy of appeasement toward Adolf Hitler, and naming Green Vladimir Putin's special envoy to the United States Congress. The House is expected to hold a series of votes on Saturday on the aid package, with the Senate taking it up next week. And finally, the Biden administration imposed new sanctions on Iran's drone, steel, and auto industries in response to Iran's retaliation against Israel. The new package is designed to degrade and disrupt Iran's drone production. The United Kingdom also announced sanctions against Iranian military figures and organizations, and the EU also said they would increase sanctions against Iran. Tehran, meanwhile, said, "We told the Americans in messages clearly that Iran's decision to punish Israel was definite and final," adding that they're not looking for further escalation in the region. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.